Okay, today's daf is daf Chafei. Thank you all very much for coming. The last thing we had seen was that there was this unique arrangement in Qum Nahara, a big storage enclosure which opened up on one side to an alleyway. On the other side, it opened up to a street between vineyards, trying to figure out how to permit certain carryings. And ultimately, what was figured out was to put a lechi, a pillar, on the at the point of the opening to the alleyway. And since that pillar is going to allow the carrying in the alleyway, so it'll be considered that you added a wall for residence to the enclosure, and it would allow you to carry within the enclosure. Because we know at an enclosure, you have two types of enclosures. There's a karpet mukaf ledira, there's a big enclosure, a storage area that is still a residence. Let's say there are tents there, people are living there. So you want, you know, the enclosure to help living. And then you have enclosures in a mukaf ledira that wasn't enclosed for residence. This was a backyard, it was a storage area, not a residential area. But now when you added a wall for residence by adding the lechi, you permitted the carrying in the enclosure. So that's what Rav had said. Since the pillar works to allow the carrying in the alleyway, so it's adding a wall here, which is mukaf ledira, so now it's as if you were makif, it's as if you surrounded the enclosure with walls for living. So now, Gemara therefore says on the bottom of Chavdal and Mebeis, Hilkach therefore tiltuli b'masa gufa shari, you're allowed to carry in the alleyway, because through the pillar, the alleyway now has, you know, is separated away from the enclosure, the tiltuli b'chava gufa shari, and you're also allowed to carry in the enclosure. What about masa larachava, from the alleyway to the enclosure? Mirachava limasa, from the enclosure to the alleyway. Pligibar Ravacha Ravina. Here you had an argument between Ravacha and Ravina. Chadasar, one says you're not allowed to do it, v'chadshari, and one allowed it. So now starting today's daf, Chafeh Amad Aleph, Mandashari, the one who allowed the carrying from the enclosure to the alleyway. So lekka d'yurin, because at the end of the day, you don't have people living in the enclosure. So when we have a law that you're not allowed to carry, let's say, from a courtyard to an alleyway, it's because there's residence going on in the courtyard. So the living of the courtyard prohibits the people of the alleyway. But there's no living going on here in this enclosure. You just enclosed it for living. However, Uman da Asar, but the one who says you're not allowed to carry from the alleyway to the enclosure, is in the of the urine, maybe people are going to move in, and people keep carrying, thinking that it's like the time when nobody moved in, and therefore, even when no one has moved in, they wouldn't allow carrying. Okay, now we move on again to the issues of large enclosures. We are on the second line on Chafei Amud Aleph. Remember, the key rule is that the rabbis patterned the laws of Shabbos to the laws of the Mishkan. We know that in the Mishkan there was a very large enclosure that was not a home. The Mishkan itself. Nobody's living in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan courtyard, okay, but there's no person living there. Yeah, Izzy points out it's God's home, but it's not a person's home. So the Mishkan was an enclosure. You were allowed to carry inside of the Mishkan, but that only up to that amount. So if you have a big enclosure that's not a home, it could only be up to the size of the courtyard of the Mishkan, which is 100 by 50, 100 amos length, 50 amos width, 5,000 square amos. But if you have an area larger than that, you wouldn't be allowed to carry in it unless it's a very, very large area, which is a home. I know somebody makes a tent city outside, and then around that tent city, he puts up a big, big fence, very, very, you know, long, very wide. That would be okay, if that's already karfeif, a storage area, mukaf ledira, enclosed for residents. Another thing we saw yesterday, when you have a big enclosure, which is not, it was not enclosed for the sake of residence, the way to fix it is not by putting a tent in there, because it's too late. What you have to do is put a tent and then break the wall. Once the wall is not considered a wall, by having a breach larger than 10 amos wide, you can build the wall back. Now it's as if you made an enclosure for residence. Enclosure for residence can already be much larger than 5,000 square amos. All right, so now we're up to Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. There's a picture here. The picture is picture number... I sent it out at 5:30 in the morning. Picture is picture 147. So, Karfe Fios Rimbeis HaSayin. A big storage area outdoors, which was too big. There was no residence there. And the enclosure was more than 100 by 50 amos. Shalohu Kaflizira. There was no residence there. They didn't put a wall around after there was residence. There was no residence there. Now, Balumato. Now you want to make it okay to carry in it by reducing the size of the enclosure. So, Mieto Biulanos, if you planted a bunch of trees there, Lo Avimiut, that's not considered reducing the size of the enclosure. Because as we've seen, trees are comfortable. People like shade. You didn't reduce the area of the enclosure. However, Bana Ba'amud, if he built inside of this enclosure a pillar, which was Gavoa Sarbarach of Arba, which is 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide. Now this pillar itself is a Rishus HaYachid, it's a private domain. Then Havimiyut, that pillar will reduce the size of the enclosure. It's considered, the enclosure is considered, there are now two enclosures, up till the pillar, and then the other side of the pillar, till the other wall. Pachos Megimel, but if the pillar is less than 3 tfachim wide, Lo Havimiyut, it cannot reduce the size of the enclosure. Mishlosh Avad Arba, if the pillar is from 3 tfachim until 4 tfachim, or it's from 3.1 till 3.9, Rabba Amar Havimiyut, Rabba says that can also reduce the size of the enclosure. Rabba Amar Lo Havimiyut, Rabba says it doesn't reduce the size of the enclosure. Rabba Amar Havimiyut, Rabba says it reduces the size of the enclosure. But not for Torah's Lavud, because once it's 3 tfachim or more, it's not Lavud. So Lavud is what the gaps of Lavud of less than 3 tfachim are collapsed, are filled in. Here you don't have Lavud, so therefore it's prominent. If it's prominent, it can now reduce the size of the enclosure. However, Rava Amar Lo Avimiyut, Rava said, no, it still cannot reduce the size of the enclosure. Came to Lohavi Makom Dalit, since it's not 4 tfachim wide, it's not a prominent place, Lo Chashiv. It's not prominent. We know that when it comes to carrying, you have to do an akir, you have to uproot from a prominent place, from Makom Dalit, you have to put down in a prominent place of Makom Dalit. It's not a prominent place. All right, a similar law. We know that if you had a big enclosure, where without residents in that enclosure. So again, if it's too big, if it's more than 100 by 50, so then you can't carry in it. What can you do? You can take down some of the wall and put up new wall. So what happens if that's what you did? Hirchak min HaKosel, he moved away from the wall to put new wall up. And now he's putting this new wall for the sake of residents. In other words, he put a tent in the enclosure before he put up the new wall. And now he wants to put up the new wall. So if this new wall was Hirchak min HaKosel Arba, if it's 4 tfachim away from the wall, Vasa Mechitz, and he makes a new wall, that now works. That's now considered newly enclosing an area. And now you're enclosing an area after there was a tent in it. Now you're enclosing an area with residents. Now it can be more than 100 by 50. Pachos Mikimel. One second. But if this new wall is less than 3 tfachim from the old wall, so now we have the rule of Lavud. Lavud is that every gap of less than 3 is filled in. So it's really, it's as if it's just the old wall. The old wall didn't work because the old wall was put there before you had the tent. It was a wall which was encompassing not for residents. If it's less than Gimel, less than 3, lo ha'il, it doesn't work. Mi Gimel va'ad dalit, if the gap between the old wall and the new wall is 3 tfachim till 4 tfachim, it's the same argument. Rabba amar ha'il, Rabba says now the new wall stands on its own. And now you have a wall that's enclosing it for residents, and now you can carry in it. And Rabba Amar Ein Amoil, Rabba says, no, this new wall does not stand on its own. It's still considered just part of the old wall. And therefore, you didn't have an enclosure for residents. Rabba Amar Hoil, Rabba says it helped. So enough that they mean Torah Slava, because once it's 3 or a little bit more, it's not, the area is not filled in, it's not collapsed. And Rabba Amar Ein Amoil, Rabba said it doesn't work. Came to Lohavi Makom Dalid. Since it's not a gap of 4, it's not a gap of a prominent space, Lo Chashiv, this gap, this wall is not prominent enough in its own right. So again, you have picture 147, and you have picture 148. If, right, let's say you have the enclosure, and then after the enclosure, somebody put up the door in the house, and now it became Dira. It was too late, it was already enclosed, and you want to put up a new wall, this wooden wall, the gap from the old wall. So it depends. If the gap is 4 tfachim, it certainly works. Less than 4 tfachim, less than 3 tfachim certainly doesn't work. Between 3 and 4, that's where you have the argument between Rabba and Rava. Yeah, question, Izzy.
How is
it reduces the size of the enclosure. It's considered two enclosures. There's an enclosure up till the Amud, and there's a separate enclosure from the Amud to the other side. Even though it's not a wall on the whole side, it's a Rishus Chashuv. It's a prominent Rishus.
Even if that's Rishus of somebody who's going to live there.
But it's still Rishus Hayachid, right? It's a prominent area that can reduce the size of the enclosure.
According to Rabbi, you don't, if you put that little out front, it's enough.
No, the house is not enough.
Because
no, the house means it's an enclosure of living, but if the house was put after the wall,
yeah,
it's too late.
It has to be built after.
Because if they both agree, it can't be put up after.
Right, so then the issue is, but if you put up a new wall, so now you have a house and then wall. So that the new wall's got to be considered a new wall. It has to be distant enough from the old wall for it to be considered a new wall. Otherwise, it's just a continuation of the old wall. It's a carmelis.
Which is also a shusayachid.
Correct.
Yeah.
It has four walls, yeah.
Why would it get if you just destroying the old wall?
That certainly would work. That would certainly work. If you destroy the old wall and put up new walls, that would certainly work.
Just a part.
Yeah, a big part. Part enough to make it considered destroyed.
Ten.
Wider than 10. Exactly. Rav Simi Masni Lakula. Gemara now says, Rav Simi, though, had a different version of the argument between Rabba and Rava. His version was much more lenient. In other words, his version was that everybody agrees that if the pillar is 3 or if the gap between the two walls is 3, that would work to permit the karfeif. The argument is, if it's less than 3, if it's less than 3, even then Rabba holds it, reduces the karfeif. And Rava says, since it's the area of love would have been collapsed, it wouldn't reduce the carpet. Yeah, according to Rav Simi, they're both lenient. Right, now next case, right, again, you have a big enclosure, and the door to the house, right, the house, you have a big enclosure in the back of the house. There's no door between the house and the enclosure. So the enclosure, because it's too big and it doesn't have residents, you can't carry in it. So a guy says, okay, I'll put a door. He puts a door in the back of the house. We tell him, sorry, it's too late. It was enclosed, not for residence. He says, okay, I'll make a new wall. What does he do? Tachbotit. He piles mud on one of the walls. So by piling mud, he wants that to be considered a new wall. Now, v'yacholam b'fnei atzma. If this mud can stand on its own, if you would take away the wall, the mud would still stand. Havimiyut. Okay, so now you've reduced the size of the enclosure. Now you've made it permitted. But any yachalam b'fnei atzma, if the mud can't stand on its own, again we have the arguments. Rabba Amar, Havimiyut. Rabba says it also reduces the enclosure. Rabba Amar, lo Havimiyut. Rabba says it doesn't. Rabba Amar, Havimiyut. Rabba says it reduces the size of the enclosure. Hashdam yakai, because right now you have this mud added to the wall. So that reduces the size of the enclosure. Rav Amar lo Avimiyut. Rav says, no, it doesn't. Because Kevin lo Yachal, make him b'fnei atzmo, since it can't stand on its own, lo Klumu, it doesn't count for anything. All right, let's say again, you have a big enclosure, more than two sa'asayim, and the walls were not put around it for living in this enclosure. There's going to be just storage in the enclosure. One of the walls is actually a mound of dirt. So now, to put up a new wall, if you move four tefachim away from the mound of dirt, and put up a new wall, so that's now considered, that would work, it's a separate wall, and this wall was put once it already had a tent inside of the enclosure, so now it's considered that you re-encompassed, you re-surrounded this area for residents. However, if the new wall that you put up is pachas mishlosha, is less than three tefachim from the mound, al sfasatel, or it's on the edge of the mound. So now you have an argument between Rav Chisda and Rav Amnuna. Chad Amar Hoel, one said, okay, this also would work. It's a new wall, and this is a wall for residents, and so now you can carry in the enclosure. Chad Amar Lo Hoel, the other one says, no, since it's a wall on top of a pre-existing wall, it's not considered that you made a new wall for residents, and you can't carry. This time, let me prove. Rav Chisdu, the Amar, Rav Chisdu, the one who holds that when you put a wall at the edge of the mound, or you put the wall within three tefachim of the mound, it would be considered a new wall. Yitma, as we've learned, Osa Mechitza al Gabi Mechitza, somebody puts a wall on top of a pre-existing wall. Amar Rav Chisdu, Rav Chisdu said, B'Shabbos, in regards to Shabbos, when you now want a wall to enclose for residents, because the old wall was not for residents, how well it works. However, B'Nichse Ager, let's say a convert dies without children, so his property is ownerless. Anyone who does an act of acquisition on the property owns it. So he had a field, and around the field he had a fence. If you added to the fence that he had, lo kana, you do not acquire the field. Rav Sheshi said, after Shabbos, nami lo oil. Even on Shabbos, adding a wall to a pre-existing wall does not work to be considered having now encompassed the area for residents. Okay, this time. So you proved that it was Rav Chisdu who said it.
I thought if you make an improvement to the property,
that's not considered an improvement. The wall already was there. You just, it's cosmetics. That could be different. I'm Rav Chisdu. Rav Chisdu said, "Umodeli Rav Sheshes." Rav Sheshes would agree to me. Sheim al semachitza alatel. If he made the wall up on the top of the mound, so if he puts the wall on top of the mound, this is picture 151. So you put the wall on top of the mound, not on the bottom of the mound. And Rav Chisdu said, Rav Sheshes would agree to me that that would work, at least to carry on the mound. My time or why? Ho'elu ba'avir mechitzas helyono sudar. Because the wall on the top of the mound, people are living inside of it. So you don't really need the wall beneath. And the fact that it's on top of a mound doesn't mean that it's a wall on top of a wall. This is like a new wall for the people up on the top of the mound. It's not considered you're merely adding to a pre-existing wall. Rabbi Bar Chana asked the following question. If you hold that when you add a wall on top of a pre-existing wall, that doesn't work. Not consider that you've enclosed the area for residents, because the wall was already here. What happens if nivlu mechitzas tachtonos? Let's say the bottom wall sank into the ground. Velyonos kayamba. So now the only thing that you see is this new wall that you added. Now what's the law? So you might now ask, Lamai, what was the question about? If the question is whether when you add to a wall around the fence of a, when you add to the wall that was around the property of a convert who dies. So we say you didn't acquire it. Now the bottom wall sank. Well, you know what? You still shouldn't acquire it, because it's not that your action is the action of showing ownership. It's God's action which is showing ownership. God made the lower wall sink. Hainu di Yirmiyah Bira. This is like the story of Yirmiyah Bira. Amar Yirmiyah Bira, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Hainu di Shad Lifta. A person who throws a turnip. Apila Da'ara Da'ger, in the hole that's on the field of the convert. Rasi Yisrael Achina, then another Jew comes, Rafik Bapurta, and he actually does some field work. Pulls out weeds, turns over some sand. Basra Kana, the latter Jew is the one who acquired the field. Kamalokan, the first Jew who put in the turnip, did not acquire the field. My time or why? When you throw a turnip into the field, you haven't improved the field. When is the field improved? Once the turnip is growing, that's happening on its own. That's happening from God. It's not from you. So the same thing would be true here. If you put a wall on top of a wall, so your wall is nothing because it's just adding to what already was there. Now that the lower wall sinks, that's God's action. It doesn't make you acquire the field. So Ella, so this question about a wall sinking was not about acquiring fields of Hefker. Ella in Shabbos, the question is regards to our issues of Shabbos. If you have a big enclosure that was not for a residence, now you can't carry it. Then you put up a tent, you pitch a tent into the enclosure, or you open up the back door, you open up the back wall of a house into the enclosure. So we tell you, sorry, it's too late. It was enclosed and now it has a residence. It's still too late. You have to make new enclosures. So if you add a wall on top of a pre-existing wall, we said that that's not considered adding new enclosures. What happens if the pre-existing wall sank on Shabbos? So now would it work? Gemara says, if that's the question, of mechitza nasa b'Shabbos. It's a wall that was made on Shabbos. But time we're going to brisa, how mechitza nasa b'Shabbos? A wall made on Shabbos. Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezek, whether you made it on purpose or even by mistake. I'm sorry, by mistake or even on purpose. Shema mechitza, it's a wall, so it should work. Says the Gemara, no. Abit Mara love, when we say that it's a wall, if you make a wall on Shabbos, I'm Rav Nachman said, L'shana l'lizok. It's a wall that if you throw within it from a public domain, it's considered carrying. But to be enable you to prohibit carrying, but to enable you to carry, us you're never allowed to carry. So it's not a proof that it is a wall. Tomorrow said, no, maybe it is a wall. Did Rav Nachman say you can't carry within the walls made on Shabbos? Amazing. That's when you made it on purpose. But here, it's being made not on purpose, it's being made on its own. So maybe this would be considered a wall. And the Gemara does not resolve it. Now a story. Hayit said there was a woman. Of the mechitza al gabi mechitza benichsi agir. There was a convert who died, and there was a wall around his field. So she came and she added a wall on top of his wall. Asa hu gavra. Then another person came, Rafak Baporta. And this person worked the field a little bit. Asa l'kamei Rav Nachman. This second person came to Rav Nachman. Ukma b'yada. He said, "You own the field." Asa s'iva katzav l'kamei. This woman came and started screaming. Do you understand? But I was there first. And I added to the wall. Why isn't that enough? Amalei said, I'm sorry. You added to a pre-existing wall. My Avidlach, what can I do for you? You didn't do an act of acquisition, which is the way that would work. You didn't do an act of acquisition that works. You didn't do a chazaka the way chazakas would work. So I'm sorry, this field does not belong to you. All right, going back to the issues of very large enclosures, which are not residences. So we know, Karfeif, when you have a big storage enclosure, Beis Shalosh, let's say it's an area where you can plant in it 3 sa'a. In other words, it's 150 amos in length by 50 amos in width. So he can't carry in it. But then, Kirabo Beis Sa'a, he put a roof over 50 amos by 50 amos. That's picture 152. He put a roof over a third of it. Now, Rava Amar Aver Kirua Matit Miyatra. Rava said, we still have a problem. Even the airspace that's under the roof is considered adding to the airspace of the Karfeif. And now you have a Karfeif that's too big. It's more than Satan. Reb Zera said, no, in Aver Kirua Miyatra, the addition of that space under the roof does not extend the area. And now you're allowed to carry, because now what you have is two different karfeifos. One karfeif of 50 by 50, and the other karfeif 100 by 50. Both of them are within the right amounts, and therefore you can carry in both. Yeah, but now he's separated the two karfeifos. It separates them. I know, but this is because that's still the same enclosure. Now there are two enclosures. There's the enclosure under the roof, and the enclosure that doesn't have a roof. It's two separate areas now. Says the Gemara, Lema Rav and Rav Zera, put to Rav and Shmuel. Come here, maybe Rav and Rav Zera are arguing on the same question that we had between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara, as we learned, and this is picture 153. Aksadra Bibika. Let's say you have a big valley. So a big valley is a Carmelis. It's not a public domain. You don't have enough people to be a public domain. And you put up in this Carmelis a roof. There are no walls. It's just a roof. It's a flat roof. Rav Amrutal Tata Bakula. Rav says you can carry under that flat roof. Shmuel says you can only carry 4 amos under the flat roof because the flat roof is not walls. And basically you're in a bikkah, you're in a valley, you're in a carmelis, you can only carry up to 4 amos. Rav says you can carry underneath the flat roof because I'm in a pizza yard dissociate. Rav holds the special halacha l'moshe Sinai that the edge of the roof is viewed as going down all the way down to the floor. So it's really as if what's under the roof is surrounded by 4 walls. Shmuel says you can only carry 4 amos under the roof. I mean, if you took your yard v'sosin, we don't say that the edge of the roof goes down to the floor. Like Gemara is saying, we should say the same thing in back in regards to picture 152. If you say pitzik or yard v'sosin, that the edges of the roof go down to the floor, so you have two separate areas. One area which is 100 by 50, and another area which is really a house with four walls around it, a 50 by 50. That would be fine. If you say you don't say pitzik or yard v'sosin, that the edges of the roof don't go down to the floor, so now you have one area of 150 by 50. That area is more than Beis Lasayin. Now you can't carry in it because it was Lohuk of Ladir. You don't have a house there. You don't have a tent there. There's no residence there. So it's an area which is not a residence, which is too big. You can't carry in it. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe if that area, 50 amos by 50 amos, had a flat roof, maybe everyone would agree that that's now considered a separate area. And now you'd have two karfefos. You'd have one karfif and one rishus hayachid, but you'd have two areas, and neither are too big. And Achav Mayaskina, maybe the case is, we're on that area of 50 amos by 50 amos, Dabda ki or zila. This is picture 154. It was made on a slant. It's made on a slant. It doesn't really have a lift that we could draw a nice line to say, oh, it goes from here down to the floor. Since it's made in a slant, then maybe that's where there's an argument whether or not we say Pitikra Yored Bisosin. According to one opinion, you wouldn't say Bishipua Pitikra Yored Bisosin. Because you don't have that flat edge. Right, it's just going down on a slant. That not. Okay, now a new issue. I'm a Reb Zera said, and this was an argument that we just said, between Rav and Reb Zera. Now Reb Zera said, even though I hold that when you have 150 by 50 and you put over 50 of it a roof, I hold that now it's allowed, it would be a case of where I would say new space would be added to the old space to say that you can't carry in the karfif, you can't carry in the storage area. Umodina, I would agree in the following case. The karfif, let's say you had a storage area enclosure of exactly 100 by 50. Shenifrat b'miluo l'chatzim. And one of the walls of the karfif, the entirety of the wall came down. And now the karfif opens up to a courtyard. Now sha'aser, now you can't carry in the karfif. My time, why would I say here you couldn't carry? Ho'il va'avir chatzer miyatra. Now that there's no wall between the karfif and the courtyard, the airspace of the courtyard, correct, makes the space of the karfif more than 100 by 50. This is picture 155. Right? So initially, the karfif had a wall at the edge of the brown area. There was a wall between the brown area and the green area. Now this wall came down in its entirety. When you're standing in the karfif, you don't see any remnants of the wall. So now the airspace of the green area is added to the airspace of the brown area. The brown area itself was already 100 amos long. Now you added the airspace of the green area, so now more than 100 amos of length. Now you can't carry. That's what Reb Zera said. Here I would agree. Well, we'll get to that soon. Maskevler of Yosef, Reb Yosef challenged this. I don't understand how that works. The airspace of the courtyard is an airspace where you're allowed to carry. V'chi avir amutrlo. Osro, I don't understand. Airspace where you're allowed to carry is going to now create a prohibition for airspace where you weren't allowed to carry. It's going to prohibit a karfif. You're allowed to carry in the chatzer. Again, if you look at the chatzer actually has four walls. It has a wall, another two sides of wall. Even on that fourth side, it has wall remnants left. You can see the wall remnants. So that's going to now create a prohibition for the karfif. Amle Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Kiman, why do you think that it's not a problem that you now have chatzer and karfif with no wall between them? Rabbi Shimon, because you're holding like Rabbi Shimon, who holds you're always allowed to carry from enclosures to courtyards. But still, even Rabbi Shimon Nami, even according to Rabbi Shimon, now we have Izzy's point. Ha'ika avir Mako mechitzos. When you have a wall, when you have an area that's 100 by 50, and now on one side of it, the wall comes down. The area that that wall occupied, the area that the stones of the wall occupied, are now gone. And that area is added to the brown area. So now the brown area is a little bit longer than 100. That would create a prohibition. So I'm Rav Chisda. What's the proof to this? Rav Chisda said, if you have an enclosure, and the wall of the enclosure comes down between the enclosure and a courtyard, chatzer moteres, you can still carry in the courtyard. The karfif also, you're not allowed to carry in the enclosure. Chatzer my time, or why you're allowed to carry in the courtyard, this like yifufi. Because you have parts of wall on that on the fourth side of the courtyard. Right? Look at picture 155. You still have wall pieces. From if you're standing in the courtyard, you still see walls on the sides. It's only that there's a big opening in the wall. But there is wall fragments on both sides. Whereas the karfif, when you're standing in the karfif, you don't see any wall sides. So the karfif, though, you can't carry. Now, according to Rav Chisda, we would say that he argues with Rabbi Shimon. He holds you can't carry from a karfif to a chatzer. So now you have a karfif opening, to which is fully breached, to an area that's prohibited to it. But you have a problem. Couldn't you have sometimes the opposite? Let's say the karfif was wider than the courtyard. And maybe it's the wall of the courtyard that comes down. So from the perspective of the courtyard, you don't see anything. But in the karfif, you do see edges. Then the karfif should be permitted. Ella, why wouldn't you say that the karfif would be permitted in such a case? This would be picture 156. In picture 156, why wouldn't you say that the karfif is permitted? The answer is because there is that gap. There is that area of picture 157, the area of where the wall was between these two yellow lines, which is now added to the brown to make it longer than 100. Ela mishum damrinan, where we say that this is that the karfif aver mechitzas miyatro, the airspace that had been filled by the walls themselves makes it too big. Therefore, the zebra in the courtyard ain't aver mechitzas miyatro. There's no issue of it being too big. So therefore, it doesn't create a prohibition in the courtyard. Therefore, we'll say the same thing over here in our case. When you have a wall in between the enclosure and the courtyard, the wall comes down, now you're going to have a problem, because now you're going to have an enclosure a little bit bigger than 100 by 50. All right, another case. This is picture 158. Ahubustina, there was an orchard that was larger than 100 by 50. It was right next to the wall of a palace. It was next to the back wall of a palace. And there was a door between this back wall. So you were allowed to carry in the orchard because the orchard was considered, even though it was an area that was larger than 100 by 50, it was an area of residence. But then Nafal Ashita Bar Yasada Padna. Then this back wall of the palace fell down. So now look at picture 158. There's no longer a wall between the orchard and the palace. But you have the walls on the sides of the palace. So Sava Rav Bibi Lameimar Lismachaguda Gviasa. Rav Bibi thought we can still rely on these outer walls of the palace. They're considered to be hekef walls ledira for residents, and these are residential walls that would mean that the orchard is still considered enclosed by residential walls. Rav Papi said no. Shum da'asim mulai, because you're the descendant of the household of Eli who died early. Amiti mili miliyasa, you say words that are also cut down early. Hanach mechitzas legabay avidan. The walls of the palace were made for inside the palace. The Barai Lo Avidan, they were never made for outside the palace. Since they were never made for what's outside the palace, they cannot serve to be considered walls for the orchard. Now you have an orchard, which doesn't have a wall encompassing it for residents. Ha'uv Varnaki, there was a tent. This is picture 159. There was a tent. The Havli Reish Galusa Bustina, that the Reish Galusa had in his orchard, which was larger than 100 by 50. He said to Ravuna Bar Chinuna, "Leavit Mar Tzakanta D'Lomachar Nochal Na'am Asam, make some fixings so that I can eat bread under the tent." Azal he went and Avad Kana Pach Mishlosha. He went and he made a wall, an enclosure around it of reeds, less than three tefachim between each of them. And we'll see that it was a controversial fixing. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Hananya Ben